were singing out. Holly, 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 all I'm ever doing is another Savior. They were singing out.
Holly, 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 all I'm ever doing is another Savior. Holly, 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 all I'm ever doing is another Savior.
After the genocide, whoa, yet another great leader has risen up now. Oh,
and he's leading the difference to victory.
Me and my dick, I pick up on one and low. Hey, I'm not a killer, I'm not a chemist. One more, it's an honor to have you on board. I'm singing along.
Holy, 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 holy.
Another Savior.
Holy, 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 holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy, holy.
Well, this is Mobier. This is dedicated to the gallant heroes of the Nigerian Biafra War and IPF families all over the world. I remember the Nigerian Biafra War in the thickness of the Biafra genocide. Hey, while my river is vanishing, hope to life. Let the great Biafra army the fight. And they were singing out.
Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are. We are welcoming you to another exciting edition of Radio Biafra presentation. Due to technical reasons, we are not able to render our national anthem, but I do hope that before the conclusion of our broadcast this evening, we should be able to play it. Therefore, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to some of you, regardless of where you are domiciled. And as I did promise you, today is going to be an extraordinary session of our live presentation. Please, if you are not close to a listening device, I will suggest you try and get close to one. Inform your friends, your family, your neighbors, those who are gathered around you, that they too may participate in this very wonderful program this evening. We have the prophetess with us all the way from New York, and I'll be bringing her in very shortly. But before then, as always, we are going to hand over our proceedings to the Most High, to Podikabiyama Brumihanine. But I must remind those who are listening, in case you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and the whole world is listening to us across every time zone in more than 100 countries and territories around the world. People are glued to their listening device, be it satellite, be it our applications, be it the FM in Biafra land, and also those who are following live on Facebook at Martin Nnamdi Kanu. Make sure you are at the right one. I know most of you are streaming this live, also on YouTube, and some people are hosting a watch party. I welcome each and every one of you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, bar none on this very earth. The director of Radio Biafra, the director of Biafra Television, and by the very special grace of one indivisible God in heaven, Chukwokita Biama Prumihininem, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We have come that freedom may prevail. We have come that Biafra may be restored. We have come that every captive in the Damnebu Zoological Republic may be set free. We have come that those that seek the truth in every way possible shall be able to find it. And those of us who are bathed in the light of the Most High shall see the glory of the restoration of Biafra in our time, that we may praise the Most High very diligently in truth and in every honesty. I am going to pray very shortly before I ask the prophetess to tell us what she has for us. And I will even ask her if she is related to Vice President Osibajo, who has been missing for a while now, because her name is Osibajo. I welcome each and every one of you once again, and we must pray. I am going to pray in English a very simple prayer. I am going to pray the Lord's Prayer. Because when Yahweh Yeshua was on the face of this very planet, he was asked, please, Rabbi, teach us how to pray. And he said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. He's saying, I remember very vividly that Yeshua said, lead us not into temptation. That temptation is the damnable Zoological Republic. And without any further hesitation, as a preamble to our undertaking this very evening, morning, afternoon, or night, it could even be your early evening, we are going to go to this woman of God all the way from New York to tell us what she has in store for us. She said, Elohim gave her a message, and we want to listen to her. And if possible, I will be able to ask her some questions. Thank you very much, prophetess. Can you please hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We start once again by you giving us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Prophetess Oyetutu Osibajo. I'm here in New York.
Thank you very much. You're calling us from New York?
Yes, my church, Light Evangelism Ministry. Church of Light Evangelism Ministry in the Bronx.
In the Bronx part of New York, one of the five boroughs,
yes,
of New York, if I'm not mistaken.
In the Bronx part of New York, yes.
Thank you very much. And why did you decide to call me the other day when we spoke, please?
Yes, on the 1st of July, I was in the bathroom when the Holy Spirit came and started giving messages of Nigeria to me. And I ran out and I quickly picked my phone and I started recording it on the phone. And when I recorded it, I sent it to a friend. This is what God says. Then I woke up on that Friday because I did night vigil. Waking up to put on the YouTube, I just saw that, wow, this is Senator Nnamdi Kanu that is, I wanted to pass this message to again. And here is, I just saw the WhatsApp and the number. Say, God, you are great. So you want me to pass the message to him? He said, yes. He said, okay, I will do. I quickly add the WhatsApp on my phone, and I started texting you. This is what God says.
Please, prophetess, before you continue, I have some few questions to ask you. Are you a Biafran?
No, I'm a Yoruba woman.
And are you married to a Biafran?
No, please. No, please.
Have you met me before?
Never. I said I saw you on Friday. I got your number on Friday on WhatsApp. Never.
Because people be wondering, why would a Yoruba woman be listening to Radio Biafran? And a prophetess, for that matter, somebody who runs a church in New York.
I will not be afraid of a message given to me. This is not the first time of giving messages. Even America knows I give messages.
Please go ahead.
So this is not the first time. When God sent me, I follow. God wants peace in Nigeria. And if you look at my Twitter, I'm always going there to say, God says we should be one Nigeria. We will never be divided. We are one under one umbrella. He has been saying that. I've been going on the Twitter to say that. But on Wednesday, January 1st, he gave me the breakdown of what how he wants it to be. He said Nigeria must be in four regions. The Northlands, the Biafra, the Ojudua, and the Middle Belt. Four regions under Nigeria, he said. You are all under Nigeria. No, we are all Nigerians, but we are in our different regions. He said, I've been in our different regions. We can make our regions as great as we want. It's in our hands. But in each region, you still have your AP, what are the names of your political parties? They are still there. We still have Asorok. They are still there. We still have vice presidents. And we have presidents and vice presidents. We still have our Senate. They are still there. But the four regions will be bringing out their people. The presidency, when they want to do it, if now Hausa and Yorubas are there, it will turn to the Biafra and the Middle Belt later. Because now it's like the Ojudua and the Northerners, which they call the Puas, that is Fulanis and Hausas. They are the one that they call the Puas, which is Northerners. The Puas, which are Northerners, the Ojudwas, the Biafras, and the Middle Belt. Nigeria should be in those four regions. We have our president, we have a vice president, that when it comes to your region to pick yours, it will be your region. Picking it, you will pick the best candidates you want, and you can trust that it will not go and disgrace your region when it gets there. People, you know, they can do it. So each region with their political party will pick who they will do it among themselves to pick their candidates. And they will go every 4 years, no two times. That is what God says. No two times. They will be rotating it between the four regions. If a region brings president out, the other one will bring vice president out. And then we will have what we call the federal and the state tax. Each region and state will take your tax, but there will be federal tax. What will be the federal tax doing? The federal tax will govern the affairs of the four regions. So the president and the vice president still controls Nigeria. You want to have your money, and have your money.
What do you mean by want to have your money? You mean if I want to have my Biafra currency? Is that what you're saying?
If you have your Biafra currency, have your Ojudua currency. But when it comes to interacting, you will still be using Naira. Naira still stands. Whatever you do in your region, we don't care. But Naira still stands. You will use Naira to communicate with other regions. So Naira still has its power. And Naira will still be used internationally. So whatever you are doing in your region, as region, you may have your heads that will come out and always speak to the vice presidents and to the presidents and the vice presidents all the time. It will not be crowded. And in every region, their governors will control each state as they are under the region. And then, as the governor controls, they still have one person. It's not president. It's not
so what you're talking about, in effect, if I understand you correctly,
yes,
is a form of restructuring. Is that correct?
Exactly, Nigeria.
I wanted
that everybody
to,
will be happy.
Yes. Yes, I gave you this opportunity to be able to speak to the whole world because I allow that I believe in democracy and not just freedom of speech, but divergence of opinion and of thought. I don't want people to be hearing just the voice of those of us who are campaigning vociferously for an independent state of Biafra. Now, there are some questions I want to ask you because to me, it seems to me, considering what we have to analyze this evening and go through, that whatever you may have seen could be referring to the past. Because I have here in front of me the text of what transpired at Haburi. And what transpired at Haburi involved quite a lot of people. And I will tell you right now, this very minute, the names of those that went to Haburi to discuss this same thing that you're talking about. And then, if it is the will of God, as you said, it is, that there should be a division into four regions. Now, my question is, why didn't it happen then? But I'm going to come to that in a minute. I want to let you understand that what you're talking about has been tried in the past. Exactly what you're saying.
I don't even know.
No, I'm coming.
I don't even know.
I'm telling you now that happened. It is here. I have it here. And I want it to be posted. This is a transcript from the tape of the recording in Haburi. Where exactly what you're saying now, prophetess, what you're saying now was discussed between January 5 and January 7, 1967. The reason why I'm bringing this up is that what you saw is not out of place. That maybe God was showing you how Nigeria could have been had they behaved themselves in the late 60s. Let me tell you those who went to discuss exactly what you're telling us tonight. Those who were there were the Lieutenant General Joe Ankrah, who is the host, the then head of state of Ghana, Lieutenant Colonel Yakubu Gowon, the chief of army staff, who announced himself as the supreme commander when Irosi went missing in Yoruba land in Ibadan, when he was being hosted by Fadi. Lieutenant Colonel Odumegbo Jugu, who was the military governor then of eastern Nigeria, Colonel Robert Adeyinka Adebayo, the military governor of western Nigeria, Lieutenant Colonel Hassan Katsina, military governor of northern Nigeria, Lieutenant Colonel David Ejo, military governor of western Nigeria, Major Mobolaji Johnson, the military governor of Lagos, and also Alhaji Kam Salem, the deputy inspector general of police, also present were Mr. T. Omo Bari, and also Commodore Akinwole Wei, the chief of naval staff. This is to tell you, prophetess, that everybody the Nigerians are talking about, they assembled, all of them. From Fulani, or Hausa Fulani as the case may be, from Yoruba, from the Midwest, and from Biafra. Everybody gathered to discuss this thing you're saying in Ghana between the 5th of January to the 7th of January of 1967. Now they discussed all the things that you saw in your vision or in your message. All of that had been discussed in the past. They discussed it. They sat down and they agreed that there will be devolution of power to the various regions within the country. Now, I want you to go back and ask God, why did it not happen in 1967?
Can I answer that?
Please do.
God's time is the best in everything we are doing in life. No man has the power of God. You may want it that time. It is not yet ripe for God to manifest it. When it involves God, it will surely stand. No one wins God. When it comes to God, when you say God says, no matter who you are, you have to bow under that umbrella. And whoever don't want to listen to it, God himself will deal with them. The one you are saying in 1967, which I don't even know about, God is my weakness. This one came July 1st. I stand by the throne. The God who calls me. I did not know.
I'm not disputing what you're saying.
I am just telling you that It is God's time.
Yes. Now I want to know that, are you aware that there are Yoruba people, Oduduwa people, I prefer to call them. There are Oduduwa people in Benin Republic, in Dahomey. Is that correct?
All this history, you just say it. I'm just a woman of God to give a message of God.
No, because I want to know, because what I'm trying to understand is that I want you to be able to, perhaps, you will come back again. You will go back again and go back to God and say to God, but this happened in 67 and 5 million people died as a result of it. Because this wanted to happen and they killed 5 million people in order to make this type of Nigeria you're talking about now not to happen. Now, what I want to know is, there are Yoruba people, Oduduwa people in Benin Republic, which is nearby to us, Benin Republic. Now, the reason why I have slight difficulties with this is this. Before the white man came, the Oduduwa people were all one people, from Kogi all the way to present-day Dahomey, Benin Republic. All one people. They speak the same Yoruba language, or should I say Oduduwa language. There was no problem. Now, the God in heaven, they worship Oluwa, no problem. Now the white man came, or should I say Europeans came, and divided the Yoruba nation into two. Now you have a part of them, not designed by God, now you have a part of Yoruba people in Benin Republic, and you have another set of Yoruba people in Nigeria. Now what I'm asking is that why would God before create an entire Yoruba race, and then all of a sudden asked the white man to come and cut them into two? The white man came and cut them into two, and instead of the Yoruba to go back and look for their people and have one beautiful big Yoruba nation that stands present day Benin Republic and Nigeria, why would Yoruba just confine themselves to Nigeria, knowing fully well that we tried this thing you're suggesting now that God told you about in 67 and 5 million people died? What makes you to believe that people will not die again if they try it?
They will never. It's only the enemies that will die. Those who are stubborn, who don't want to listen to God, they are the one he will face. Me, I'm just a servant.
I know.
And this is not the first time I will give a message. I am just a servant. And when he sends me, how he will do it is none of my business. I'm just a servant.
He will do it.
How he will face the stubborn enemy, what he will do to make it stand. Me, he just told me July 1st. I don't know what is happening before.
Yes.
So I am saying what God is saying.
Mm.
And how the peace of Nigeria will stand. This is what he sent me to come out to say. And I am saying it. Whoever wants to come and confront me for saying it.
No, nobody's confronting you. No.
I am not afraid of them, because this is the word of God. He said there should be no war in Nigeria, because he said so many people have bought ammunition to kill innocent ones. He said they will face themselves and destroy themselves. He has given the four regions under Nigeria. We did not get it in 1967, as you say, it was not yet God's time.
And what is stopping it from happening? What is, why do we need to fight for it? This, because a lot of people, a lot of respected people are talking about a man that I have very much regard for, Paya Adebanjo. They are discussing it. People are talking. They've been talking. These are respectable elder statesmen who saw what happened in 67. And most of them are Odudu people, and they're talking about it now. Why, if it is the will of God, why wouldn't it just happen? Why do we need to agitate or fight for it? I don't understand.
Okay. Hold on. The way God works is beyond anyone's comprehension. His ways are not our ways. The way he will do this, all he's telling those who are ready for war is that don't fight. You will do it amicably. Those in the Biafras will bring their elders like you to come and talk. The Ojutuas will bring their own. The Middle Belts will bring their own. The Northerners will bring their own. Anyone who don't want to listen but still wants to give us war in Nigeria will face themselves. According to 2 Chronicles 20, look at 2 Chronicles 20. When they want to come and face the Israelites, what did God do? He said, you'll be praising him. And they faced themselves. They destroyed themselves. He said, enough of bloodshedding in Nigeria. Enough. There must be love and unity. And we should all be under the same umbrella. They may try it in 1967 because that was of men, not of God.
But the same way they tried it in 67 was the same way that Nigeria was created by a man, not by God.
Don't worry. This is God speaking. Because you don't know me.
No. I brought you to the program to give an alternative view. I don't want the world to think that we don't allow alternative views on this platform. I want people that have alternative views to come along. That's why you're speaking to us.
I am telling you, this is of God. When things are of God, he knows how he will start it from the beginning to the end. But write it down. Nigeria was in four regions, and we have free movements among ourselves.
Thank you very much. Prophet, I just want to say this. You are absolutely right that in your vision, you saw four regions. And those four regions, they were intermingling. Everybody was visiting everybody else because all the four regions will be in ECOWAS. And in ECOWAS, anybody can, you can walk up and travel to Liberia, you can travel to Katsina, you can travel to Obamajo, you can travel to Ibadan. Nobody will stop you. But where I have problems, which is why I want you to go to, you're a prayerful woman. I want you to go back to God and ask for clarification. Because you saw four regions, which is the breaking up of Nigeria, which is absolutely correct, because that very autonomy you're talking about under Nigeria, which is now what diplomats are saying all over the world is what they want, that they don't want Nigeria to break. They want Nigeria of four regions, everybody doing their own thing, but your name will still be Nigeria. What I want you to go back to God, to ask God is this: if it is God's will, how come God gave powers to people that will always say no to it? Why? I don't understand. If it is God's will, why would God always, through the British, give powers to the Fulani that will always say no to it? Why?
That was of men dead. Men are ruling. Men are ruling. When God intervened in a thing, it was still, this is not vision.
Now,
he spoke in voice to me. I added when he was telling me, I quickly picked the phone. If it's vision.
I agree with you. I'm not doubting you.
Spoken voice. You too will receive it. Father, fill your son to see what you told us. So that he will calm down to get it right.
He said, I'm coming. When you spoke before, you said something about IPOB and this very agitation. that God, what was God's purpose for this very IPOB agitation? I want to know. That was something you said. Are you saying that IPOB came to fight for everybody, not just for Biafra alone? That was the way you put it.
No, I was telling you that you are fighting for Biafra.
Yes.
That the way God has given the vision, you don't have to fight for Biafra. Fight for Nigeria to be what God says it should be. A country with four regions. And everybody, they are in peace, harmony, love. I, as a Yoruba, can come and live in Biafra state with no problem. I can buy houses and be doing my business.
Tomorrow morning, no
doubt. So it is where everybody is. We're doing business together. The joy of the Lord is there with everyone. We are happy to call ourselves Nigerians.
That is the only point of departure we have. And that is why I said, I will go back to God.
Please.
I will also go back to God. Because I want to explain something to you. If it wasn't God's plan in 67, and because it wasn't God's plan, 5 million people were killed as a result of restructuring. Now, what made it to also fail again in 2014 when Jonathan called for the confab and the Fulanis walked out? They didn't want it. So I keep wondering. You know, if this very matter is God's will, how come in 67, 5 million people died because of it? Not to break away, Ojukwu wasn't breaking away from Nigeria. Ojukwu, as this very transcript proves to everybody, was for regional decentralization, autonomy for the regions. Now, 5 million died. Again, in 2014, even before then, they've had series of confabs. People from the south, by which I mean Oduduwa and Biafra, they canvassed for regionalization, exactly what God showed you, and the Fulani said no. So this is about the fourth time that they have said no. If somebody got them round the table and they said no, Wole Soyinka has been campaigning for Sovereign National Conference, maybe to give birth to this very four nations you're talking about, and it never worked. So I am wondering, in what order is God going to send angels from heaven to come and tell the Fulanis that this is his will? I don't understand it. That's why I said you should go back to God and ask him.
I don't need to go back to God. My God always talk once. He has never repeated himself twice. The God I serve is the Almighty King, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords.
Of course.
No doubt about it. He never made a mistake. It's not a God you question. It is not a God you question.
No, we are not questioning God. We are saying that
the Almighty King,
yes,
when he says yes, it's yes. And it's no, it's no. He said yes now.
Okay, he has said yes now. So God will now speak to the Fulani people.
That is why we're trying to calm everyone that is angry down. Calm down, let God take his place. Those who have been telling you, no. He is God, he knows how to wipe them out.
So we are now hoping that God will wipe away the Fulani, because there is a problem.
By the time you go together, he will wipe off their stubbornness.
Okay.
He will visit them in his own way. He will show himself as God to them. That stubbornness, he will wipe it out.
The stubbornness that in my village, taking my land, though, the stubbornness are waiting for God.
Everything will be solved now.
Okay.
All those things cannot work again. God has spoken July 1st. We are just in July 5th. Let us see his move and his power. He is God.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very, very much. Please stay on the line.
God.
Don't go away. Stay on the line, please. Do not go away. Stay where you are, please. Stay where you are. That was the prophetess. I think it is Adetutu Toshibado. Is that correct?
Oyetutu.
I'm very, very sorry. I do apologize. Oyetutu Adebajo, who saw a vision. The reason why I brought her to the program is that Biafra is going to be a democracy. Biafra is going to be where people will have divergent views. We don't all need to agree all the time on any particular issue. That was why I brought her in, because the world needs to know that this very platform is democratic enough to allow divergent views to be heard. That is the type of Biafra we are fighting for and we are seeking to build. Now, we know that our God, the God we serve, is not a God of confusion.
Uh-huh.
This is not a God that will mislead or lead people astray or kill his children just for the fun of it. Now, if in 67, 5 million people died, and all through the years, confab after confab after confab, never yielded any results, the Fulanis always walk away. I am now at a pain to understand on what basis God will allow something that he did not create to continue to exist. Because God created Oduduwa. That is why if you go online now and you type in, that was why I pleaded with you to allow your daughter to do some research for us. But we have listeners all over the world and we want them to do this research. Now, this is how you know the nations that God actually created. It's very simple. What you need to do is that you go online. You can go to Google if you want. Now, I want to, as I'm talking to you, I am typing into Google. I want to ask God in heaven, who created Oduduwa? Who created Oduduwa? Oduduwa is older than even Britain. So I want to ask God, who created Oduduwa? Very, very simple. If you type it down, you will see that Oduduwa descended from God himself. That is according to their folklore. Nobody created Oduduwa. The same thing, if you type in who created England. Let us say England, for example. Who created? What I want to say is that what you saw was what God said, but the timing is very actually very clear. Which is why I want to go back to God and ask Him, who created England? I'm asking. Ask yourselves again, who created England? Once again, this is how you know the nations that God created. If you type who created England, you will see that nobody created England. They will tell you about who succeeded who came in, the same thing for Russia, for Germany, for every ancient kingdom, even Ethiopia. Ask yourself, who created Ethiopia? Nobody. Now, let us go and ask ourselves, who created Nigeria? This is why it is a man-made object, and why God cannot be speaking for a man-made object. I want to ask, who created Nigeria? If you want to know who created Nigeria, immediately you go into Google, it will tell you, Lord Lugard created Nigeria 104 years ago. You see my point? Lord Lugard created Nigeria. And I want you to go and ask yourself, who created Hausa people? Who created Hausa, for instance? This, I'm telling you, becomes the nation that God Almighty built, not man. Who created Hausa people? Who created them? Who created Hausa? Let us go and check who created Hausa people. Nobody created Hausa people. It was founded. There's a difference between founding a nation and creating one. If you go now and ask your Google, who created Oduduwa, you will not see any human being. Never. If you ask who created Biafra, you cannot see any. If you ask who created Hausa, you cannot see any. Even if you ask who created Fulani, you cannot see any. But once you say who created Nigeria, you will see a man's name appear. In other words, they are assuming the position of God Almighty. Only God can create a nation. So in my conclusion, how I saw your vision, my personal opinion, is that your vision is about the division of Nigeria, not bringing it under anyone, because God did not create Nigeria. I have proven it now that God never created Nigeria, but God created Hausa, God created Oduduwa, God created Tizi, God created Biafra, God created all these people. You can never hear a person say, I created this very place. Only God can create a nation and not man. That is why Nigeria cannot survive. Not out of hatred for anybody, heaven knows. And as you quite rightly said, in a divided Nigeria. Everybody can go. You are in America. I'm sure you own a house in America. Your church is in Bronx. You own a church in Bronx. Is anybody going to demolish it tomorrow? Is anybody going to deny you your house tomorrow? The same thing I said in Biafra land. Will they even go to Oduduwa land, Yoruba, to go and bring, if you're paying your people $50,000 a year equivalent, we'll pay them eight if they are good. We'll head home to them and bring them down to Biafra land to work for us. That is the type of nation we're going to build. Not a nation based on parochial interest. If we see in Biafra land, if we know there is a Hausa engineer that is very good, that can do something, believe you me, we'll go and bring him in to come to Biafra land to work for us. That is the type of nation we are going to build. And that is why I welcome your call this very day. I thank you very much.
Hold on, let me quickly say one thing.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
You said you want to take Biafra out of Nigeria. Please, as a woman of God, I don't want to talk too much. Because those who know me in America, they know the message that I'm giving. And they find out everything was like that. I just want to tell you, don't fight against God. God.
Now, I'm asking you, how can God
please
allow?
Hold on. He will reveal himself to you.
People are listening and we need clarification.
He will reveal himself to you
okay. After
we have finished this discussion.
Okay,
he is God. He is not a liar. And the way you will go out to do it and still be a Biafra region, he will tell you. He is God. Nobody works as independent you. You are nothing without God by your back.
Of course. I agree.
If human beings say they will support you, they can die overnight before they say they want to support you.
That is
but true. With God, he is your power. He is your strength. He is the one that can make you achieve what you want to do. So if God says, I say, nobody contradicts God. That is why.
But the family is saying that God said there should be no.
There will be. They are not God.
No, but that is what they are not telling
me. I
want
to appeal to you. They are not God. I want you. You are a Christian. I want you to honor God, respect God, believe in Him, trust Him. He's not a liar. Whatever He says, He will complete it until the end. You as a woman being, let me tell you, those who said I've been doing it since 1967, they were under a race. They are not under grace.
But I don't know how that grace,
Hold on, please. I just want to explain this. They were under a race as human beings trying to make sure it stands. But now, grace, God is involved now. Because between grace and grace is God.
I agree with you. But how can, why won't, prophetess, please hold on, please, ma'am. Hold on. Why would God divide Yoruba land into two? Put one in Benin Republic and the other one in Nigeria. Why would he do that?
Bygone is bygone. That has been done. We are Nigeria. Bygone is bygone. You understand me?
But I have been able to prove to you now that God never
created
Nigeria. Look at this.
You know, I am used to it as a woman of God.
Mm.
Even when I'm speaking in the midst of big men of God, they attack me. I'm used to it.
No, nobody. Nobody can attack you. Nobody is attacking you.
They contradict it.
But I always say,
wait and see. When it comes to God, we will all see. And we will know it is God who spoke.
Thank you very much.
It was the set time. God will be with you.
And you too. And I look forward to welcoming you back on this very platform and remain blessed. Remain blessed. Thank you very, very much. Remain blessed. People are now calling from everywhere, all over the world. The program this evening, we have our live interactive sessions, mostly on Fridays. I allowed our mother in the Lord, so to speak, to come and tell us the part of her vision that I accepted was the division into four. Not the other one, still under Nigeria. No, maybe it was when God was taking away all the green, white, green flag She may have seen green, white, green, but it wasn't God at all, because I've proven it here. God cannot, our prophetess said that what transpired in 1967 was the work of men. If we accept it was the work of men, that the Almighty God doesn't validate the works of men, then there is no way God can validate something created by a man. It's a very simple experiment. I want everybody to go to Google and type in Google, who created Oduduwa? Who created Biafra? One after the other. All the ancient kingdoms, you know. Who created them? In fact, who created USA? That is very recent. Who created Canada? You can never see a human being's name. But I want you to go and type in who created Nigeria. What you will see is Lord Lugard created Nigeria 104 years ago. Now, if God doesn't respect the timetable of man, why would God validate something that a man made? Why would God divide something he made, Oduduwa, into two? Put a part of them in Benin Republic, and he didn't do it, so it was man that did it. The French and the British that cut the Yoruba land into two. One in Benin Republic, and the other one in Nigeria. How can God do that to his people? And then put them together with half Arabs from Borno. How is that possible? I just want to know. I don't think the vision was complete. But she will go, I'm sure she will come back to us. She will come back to us. As somebody said, we are not wishing for anybody to lose their child to Fulani headsmen. I want the world to understand that we take divergent views here. We don't need people who always agree with us. Sometimes it is good to test ourselves against those who don't agree with us and be able to give them the platform to be able to preach that conviction which they have. We must proceed. And being part of our program this very evening, we are making it abundantly clear to all those who are willing to listen, to everybody who is willing to listen, that those of you entertaining or harboring the intention of steering Nigeria towards the path of devolution, or should I say regional autonomy, that ship has sailed. We are no longer there again. We are no longer there again. We cannot have it. Do you know why? As I'm sure that Abuja Accord has been published. If you go and read it right now on my page, not the outcome, I'll publish the outcome next week. What I wanted to do today was to go into the corruption in the zoo. But I discovered that this prophetess rang and said she had something to say. And I said to her, I want you to say this to the hearing of the whole world. And she just did. What we are now going to do is to proceed very cautiously towards this very lecture that we have this evening. It centers around her conviction that the zoo should be won, which I vehemently disagree with, because of a simple thing that she said. She said that 67 was the work of men. I think there was another confab in 1984 or thereabouts. Was that the work of men? Yes, I agree. Also, the work of men. Let me use recent one, not the Abacha one. Abacha called a conference as well. Let's use the most recent one, 2014 of Jonathan's confab. So it was the work of men in 67, work of men in 84, the work of men in 2014. But Nigeria was created by a man. Now, how can God preserve the creation of a man, which is Nigeria, but say no to when men are trying to carry out that same vision that he showed to our dear sister? That's what I don't understand. That's the only place where I am having a slight confusion. Because Nigeria is artificial. It is man-made. And that is why we must try all we can to make sure that it no longer exists. There will be four nations emerging That is the path of her prophecy that I want us to take away. And all these people will cooperate. Their families will go back to the Jordan where they came from. The houses can travel, mingle, and stay wherever they like. The Middle Belt nation will mingle and do whatever they like. The same thing with Oduduwa and also Biafra as well. One thing we're not going to have is a monolithic, unwielding, irredeemable Jew called Nigeria. It cannot happen. Never, ever, ever. Now, it may be that all these four nations emerging will decide to come together and negotiate to form a union. That is their prerogative. Maybe that is where she's going to. That these four newly emerged nations from the contraption that Lugard conducted and built may now decide to come together to form a new nation. That is entirely up to them. The people will vote and the people will decide. That is how it's going to be. From here on in, what we decide is what the people want. Because they said the voice of the people is the voice of God. We cannot say God cannot speak to one person. God speaks to a lot of people. So that is why they say vox populi, vox Dei, which means the voice of the people is the voice of God. Not the voice of one person, but the voice of the people. And the people are saying they are tired. Oduduwa are saying that they want to be free. The Yoruba say, do we want to be free? The others are saying we want to be free. Middle Belt wants to be free. Hausa Underburden wants to be free. Because they went and everything our dear sister was saying, the prophetess, everything she is saying, Ojukwu discussed at Aburi. Everything, absolutely everything. Everything. Ojukwu argued for decentralization. They came back, the conference finished between the 7th and the 10th, people must note this down, between the 7th and the 10th of January of 1967 in Ghana, they held this summit and they agreed. Now remember that the war broke out in Ojukwu declared Biafra on the 30th of May. I want people and historians to note this very, very carefully. I want to put to bed all the misinformation and the lies surrounding the emergence of Biafra. Very, very critical we understand this. According to this very documentation, this very document now posted on my wall, if you go there, it doesn't originally belong to me. It was published by codewit.org. The man that put this very... it was from the 5th, I do apologize. From the 5th to the 7th of January 1967. Follow the timeline very carefully. They went to Aburi and they agreed. Ojukwu came back, waited for that January. Waited for February, March, April, and May. Are you following me? January, Gowon didn't implement the restructuring of Nigeria, no. February, no restructuring. March, no restructuring. April, no restructuring. Until the end of May, pure 5 solid months, waiting for a gentleman's agreement that was reached in Aburi to implement it. And they said no. Before Ojukwu declared Biafra on the 30th of May. Having attended Aburi between the 5th and the 7th of January. But your historians never tell you this. Those who claim that they are historians, they never tell you this. Never, ever, ever. They never tell you this. Ojukwu waited for 5 months, waiting for Gowon to implement Aburi. Because Britain said no. Because the Janjaweed, Fulani Janjaweed said no. Go on remained on Aburi for 5 months, not implemented, before Ojukwu declared Biafra. And now you understand the history very well, and all their lies. That is why their lies can never stand the scrutiny of time. Their lies can never ever stand. Because what people fail to understand is this. What people fail to acknowledge is this. That the devil is using the cloak of Nigeria to advance his cause. Because it was the devil that built Nigeria. It was the devil that used a very horrible man to create Nigeria. Not God. God never created Nigeria. Not for one second. Because had God created Nigeria, you will not see the name Lord Lugard created Nigeria 104 years ago. And if you remain in Nigeria, in Nigeria, once you remain in Nigeria, your Lord is saying, I want to tell you what the Fulani, what the houses are going through at the hands of the Fulani people. So you understand it very well. And I thought that by now, we would have had people interpreting what I'm saying and letting the whole world of Hausa speakers and hearers understand the importance of this very message. Now, listen very carefully. Sokoto used to be called Gobert, belonged to Hausa people. The Fulanis traveled and came from all over the place, and Futo Jalom, to be very precise, came and pleaded with, they said to the Hausa people, let's trade together. Let's be one. This them one Nigeria. I want you to understand very carefully. They came. After a while, they defeated the Hausa people with the help of Hausa people. I was speaking to a very important personality. Important personality yesterday. And you know what he told me? He said, I went to the north. He's from Middle Belt. He said, I went to the north. You know that thing they call Durban? If you like, you can Google it. You know Durban they have when the emir or the, you know, it's like Ofala in the north. The Ofala of the north. They said our FM is not working. What is it supposed to be? Why is our FM not working, for goodness sake? Why is it not working, I ask? Oh, goodness me. Goodness me. Now, there is something called Durba. D-U-R-B-A. Durba Festival. Not Durban, Durba. D-U-R-B-A-R. It is celebrated around Ramadan. It's a Muslim holiday in the north. I want anybody to go to Durba in the north. You will see the light skin. That same thing, you know, about Black Lives Matter. You will see light-skinned mongrels, that is the Fulanese, on top of a camel or a horse. They are the royal family. And you will see Hausa peasants following them on foot, doing rankadede. Not their fellow Fulanese, but Hausa people. Because they conquered Hausa people. And how was it possible that a minority, the same thing Lilo tells us, how was it possible for a minority, a few Fulanese, moving cattle from place to place, to conquer a people with an envious civilization in Africa, like the Hausa people? How was that possible? They did it by doing what they do now. They divide you and they tell you they're bringing you something better, they're going to fight corruption, they're going to institute a purer form of Islam that is going to take you closer to God, and you lose your land in the process. That was how the Hausa people lost Sokoto. That was how they lost Ibn Kano. They lost Katsina. They lost Kebbi. They lost Zazao. Everywhere they lost. Do you know how they lost it? They lost it because they campaigned against their own people. I am saying this because of the few Efulefus who think that by fighting Biafra that somehow, or talking rubbish, that they are making their lives better. They are preparing themselves for conquest. Themselves and their children and those unborn. Do you know what is happening today? I want anybody to tell me if this is a lie. The Sultan of Sokoto, where is he from? He's a Fulani man. He is a Sultan in a land that belongs to Hausa people. How about the Emir of Kano, which is the heartbeat of Hausa people? He is a Fulani. How about the Emir of Gwandu? He is Fulani, not Hausa. How about the Emir of Kebbi? He is Fulani, not Hausa. How about the Emir, even of the Ilorin in Yoruba land? He is not a Yoruba man. The Emir of Ilorin is not even a Yoruba Muslim or Oduduwa Muslim. The Emir of Ilorin is Fulani, not Yoruba. Not Oduduwa. The Emir of Zazzaru is Fulani, not Hausa. The governor of Sokoto State is Fulani, not Hausa. Whereas the Hausa is in the majority. The governor of Katsina State is Fulani, not Hausa. Governor of Zamfara State is Fulani, not Hausa. Governor of Kaduna State is Fulani, not Hausa. Governor of Kano State is Fulani, not Hausa. Governor of Jigawa State is Fulani, not Hausa. Governor of Gombe State is Fulani, not Hausa. Governor of Kebe State is Fulani, not Hausa. Governor of Taraba State is Fulani, not Christian, nor Hausa. Governor of Nasarawa State is Fulani, not Hausa. The governor of Borno State is Fulani, not even Kanuri. All the major imams in the core Sharia Arewa zone, in the Sahel, in the north, they are all Fulanis. There is no frontline imam that is a Hausa man. Now do you understand? Now do you understand what they have in store for you? The more they preach one Nigeria under one unity, the more they enter into you and take you over. They came to Imo State. They could not impose a Fulani man in Imo State. They got the next best thing, which is Opu Zarima. They are stooge and they are slave. They are stooge and they are slave. Such people can never evolve in this life and or have our respect. It's impossible. You have come to do us harm. You are working for the enemy. You have come to destroy the throne of light. You can never, ever, ever, ever earn or deserve or merit our respect. All the MS in all the corner then states are all Fulanis, not Hausa. Because the Fulanis killed all the Hausa kings, killed all the high chiefs, and replaced all Hausa kings with Fulani, either as a sultan or as an emir. There was a genocide in the north as well. The first victims of Fulani genocide were the Hausas. The second victims of Fulani genocide were the Nupe people. The third victims of Fulani genocide are the Oduduwa people, the Yoruba, the Oduduwa people. And the fourth victim were Biafrans. The fifth victim is now the Tigray people, those in the middle belt. That's how they roll. And they are managing to do all the things before, when they were slaughtering the Hausa people or their kings with the help of their fellow, with the help of the Hausa peasants. They said they were bringing you a better Islam, fighting corruption. When that was finished, they now came down to the Nupes, slaughtered them. We are bringing you better Islam. When they went into Oduduwa land, slaughtered them in the Lorin and took their land, until the Yoruba, the Alafin of Oyo, ran into the forest. Because the Fulani cavalry, that is men, fighting men on the back of a horse, could not fight in a tropical region. That was the only thing that saved the Oduduwa kingdom. The Yoruba is. If not, by now, they will be like the Lorin people. Do you understand it? Do you understand? They tried it in Agala, they succeeded. As I said the other time. Do you understand the mess you're in? All of you toying with this one Nigeria garbage. Do you see the mess you're storing up for your children? All of you should go and write a book, a memoir, saying, oh, I wanted to be in one Nigeria. The families are coming. Because those who ignore history have a way of repeating it. That's what I've always argued from day one. If you ignore what happened to the Hausa people, what happened to the Biron people, what happened to the Nupe people, what happened to the Bashama people, what happened to the Baji people, what happened to Yoruba people, you also will be consumed. You will be swallowed. And our history in the next 50, 60 years will be that of the history of Hausa people. That own Sokoto, yet there is nothing there for them. Is that the type of life you want for yourself and your children? Is that what you want? Now you understand what we are fighting for, or should I say, what we are fighting against. The time now is 2 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening in the blessed land of Biafra. The same number of minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are. And the person who kindly composed this very damage the Fulanis have done to the Hausas is Ogoli Vincent, and I thank him very much for that. He titled it The Bitter Truth, and I want to be published everywhere. That so when you're talking about one Nigeria, let's have one Nigeria, let's have one Nigeria and have regions in. I want you to know what awaits you and your people. This is how the devil works. This is the work of the devil. They'll blind you, the devil will blind you, so you can no longer see very clearly. So you can no longer see clearly. These are the things that you must understand. Please, you shouldn't, some of you should not speak ill of the prophet. That was the vision that she saw, and she's within her rights to share it with the rest of the world. That is why democracy and freedom of speech is a very good thing. You demolish people with the strength of your argument, the superiority of the reasons and the way you marshal them. Please, she is more than entitled to her opinion. If you say that God created Nigeria, you ask Google, who created Nigeria? It's only if you're telling me that a white man is God, if you're telling me that Lugard is God, then I'll believe you. Put us there in black and white. Who created Nigeria? Lugard did in 104 years ago. That tells you all you need to know. If you don't want to be like the Hausa people, if you don't want the fate that befell Hausa people to befall you, then you must campaign to go back to where you come from. Everybody must. How? Where were you when before the white man came? Who were you? What sort of political union did you have before Lugard came and named you Nigeria? Who were you? Or are you trying to denigrate your history? Are you trying to dismiss who you were, your identity? Then when a white man treats you bad, you start complaining about racism. When you yourself have no regard for who you are, you have no regard for your history. How then can you expect somebody else to have regard for you when you have no regard for yourself? Very, very important. People are calling from everywhere. We take calls only on Friday mornings, please. The rest of the time we lecture. I may be in the mood, I may be a bit generous, and allow people to speak later on as we proceed. But it is very, very important that people understand what we are passing through. We don't expect everybody to support what we are doing and the way we are doing it. That would be very, very foolish of us. No, not at all. But you better have a very valid reason, because we have 1,001 reasons as to why we do things the way we do them. That is why we are potent. That is why for anybody to be relevant, you must mention our name. If you don't mention Nnamdi Kanu or IPOB or Biafra, nobody will know you are there. You are irrelevant. You are inconsequential. For you to be relevant, there are three names you must mention. You must mention IPOB. You must mention Biafra. You must mention Mazen Nnamdi Kanu. If you don't mention any of these three, you are nobody. You cannot generate traffic. Nobody will know who you are. That is the strength of the hold we have over you. That is how strong we are. That is why I keep saying, we don't expect everybody to support Biafra agitation. Some people will behave like Hausa peasants. They will see danger coming, but they cannot read it until it's too late. That is why today you have a handful of Fulani people ruling and subjugating Hausa people. That is why they made them danger with, they made them Alamajiri. That is how sad things are. Unless you want that type of future for your people, then you must support this very agitation led by IPOB. Because earlier today I had a meeting with very important people in our land, very, very important. You know, people have views and opinions, and I allow people to hold whatever view or opinion that they feel comfortable to hold. It is entirely up to them, their prerogative. You cannot separate somebody from the views or the opinions that they have within them. That was why earlier today, before I came on air, I was in a meeting with some very important people. They had some things to say to me, and I also had some things to say to them. And I'm glad to say that in the end, we came to an amicable understanding about the best way for us to proceed. But there are a few standout things that came out of that very meeting. One is that there is unanimity that the consumption of cow meat in our land must stop. If you have not seen the videos or pictures of Fulani men having sex with cattle, please go and have a look at it. And to encourage our people all over the world to please invest. We are not just supremely talented, but we are blessed. We are a blessed race. If we put our heart and our minds towards animal husbandry in the area of cattle, we will do very well. And I want our people to go into it. We are winding down our consumption of cow meat. Let us see the reason and excuse that we have to come into our land to slaughter our people at will. To slaughter our people at will. That is not going to happen. It will not happen. So we are running down the clock on the consumption of cow meat. Very, very important that we pay attention. The more cow meat you eat, the more you are not just endangering your life, you are putting the rest of our people in jeopardy. Because if nobody buys their cattle, they will not come. Very, very important you understand this. Please. That was one of the major outcomes of our gathering today. And we are concerned, and rightfully so, I presume, about how we respond to those who disagree with us. They want us to take it easy on those who disagree with us. And I said to them that I will do everything within my powers to ensure that that is the case. And there are people that we are the ones who are hurt because we are the ones that they conspired against to kill. They came to kill us. They conspired to kill us. But unfortunately for them, not all of us were killed. So I have taken on board what they have said because they are men and women that I have a lot of respect for. And going forward, we shall seek a very amicable way for those who may disagree with us in public to be able to voice their opinion without antagonizing those of us who are in very massive pain. That was my assurance to them going forward, and we intend to keep it. We intend to keep it. No consumption of cow meat in our land. It is going to be phased. It's something we are used to from childhood. So it's going to take a while for those local farmers to be able to bring their meat on board. Very, very important, please. Now, those who are complaining that we insult them, that we are not very respectful, should look at what is happening in the north. Should look at what happened in Oduduwa land. And understand that if you have a contrary opinion about Biafra, if you don't believe in IPOB and Biafra agitation, please keep your mouth shut. Because if you voice your opinion, and we consider that your opinion to be an insult, then you will not be spared. So the best thing for you to do is to just shut up. Keep serving your Janjaweed, your Fulani masters, and nobody will talk about you. But any day you come out to say any garbage against IPOB or Biafra, you will be torn to pieces. Keep your mouth shut and nobody will talk about you. Keep your mouth shut and there will be no problem. And if you claim you're a leader, you must stand up and speak when your people are imperiled, when your people are in danger, when your people are being persecuted. That is why you are a leader. You must stand up and say something. You must condemn it. Not when your people are dying, you don't say anything. And when your people are agitating to be free, you go and connive with the enemy to kill them. We have every right to be upset. Every right to be angry. But of course, we do understand where we come from and the need to be circumspect. And that was what I assured them. And I said I would say it live on air. That we will take it easy on some people. We will try to respect our institutions and our traditions. But please, do not encroach into our territory. We are hurting, we are pained. We want Biafra, and nothing is going to stop us from getting Biafra. Absolutely nothing. No Jupiter can. Nobody can. So if you present yourself as an agent of the zoo in our land, and you say because of that, you are 70 years old, you are 80 years old, you are coming into Biafra to talk rubbish, we will obliterate you completely. Do you know why? Because everything we do with facts and with reason. Do you know that the sponsors of Boko Haram are Fulani people? You also know that Fulani people are the officers you have in the Nigerian army. In fact, across the armed forces of the zoo. Now, they came out openly to tell you that we are not going to expose Boko Haram sponsors. This is a very bloody terrorist organization that have killed a lot of people. Innocent people. There are over 2 million people in IDP camps as a result of the activities of Boko Haram. But of course, I qualify that. The reason why Boko Haram took up arms is because of the heavy-handedness of the Nigerian police. They were the ones that killed Muhammad Yusuf. Before the death of Muhammad Yusuf, Boko Haram wasn't violent. It was the death of Muhammad Yusuf that led to Boko Haram becoming violent. So we must understand that first and foremost, and that is the truth. It doesn't matter how much you demonize Boko Haram. Somebody started it. It doesn't matter what you say about Boko Haram. Somebody caused Boko Haram to pick up arms. The day they came to my house to kill me, had they succeeded, do you think IPOB would keep quiet? They would have gone into the bushes. Exactly what is happening in the north. Before you blame Boko Haram, you blame the Nigerian police, and you blame the trigger-happy Nigerian army. That is the truth. And now that Boko Haram is killing without mercy, who are those sponsoring them? The zoo presidency wrote a letter, or should I say, issued a statement saying that IBOB is spending $85,000 every month in order to stain the image of the already battered, useless Zoological Republic. So they were concerned. Where do they get their money from? But do you know that they are not concerned about who is sponsoring Boko Haram? IPOB is a peaceful movement. We are not armed. Now, I want somebody to tell me the reason why the army is not prepared, or presidency, not prepared to name those who are sponsoring Boko Haram, but they are prepared to be looking for those who are funding IPOB. That is yet to kill anyone. What does that tell you? Under such a climate, not only are Northern Elders protecting 5 terrorist organizations, 5! To the point that they are now shipping terrorists to our land to be raping our mothers, abducting our daughters, and cutting us up. After raping us, they cut us into pieces in broad daylight. that elder you have in Biafra, that elderly man you have, that elder statesman you have, did not come out to condemn the slaughter of his own daughter. Those who are doing the killing, their own elders are not condemning them. I have never heard of a northern elder condemn Boko Haram or condemn ISIS in West Africa or condemn Nigeria. No, never ever, ever. Instead, they brought them into the presidency and empowered them. You went to school as an elder. After seeing all these things, that your own counterparts in the north, are not chastising their own children that are coming down to kill us. We that are saying no to these killings, you are the one rising up to be talking rubbish all the time. And we can't spare you. If you keep your mouth shut, we'll leave you alone. If you come out to talk rubbish, we will obliterate. I'm telling you, we'll vaporize you. That is a promise. Keep to yourself and then see if you will insult you. No, of course we won't. You don't want. We will not talk about you. But come and tell us nonsense when our people are dying. Then you will see what will happen to you. That was the pledge I made to them. That is why it has been why we cannot expose Boko Haram sponsors from the army. The Nigerian has said that it is not their duty to expose those sponsoring Boko Haram. Can you believe such rubbish? Can you believe such nonsense? They admitted that the army knows the people who are heavily backing terrorism and criminality. Yes, they will mention them. Now, all these people that came out to go and organize Python dance, what is your justification? The army, the same army you went to call to come to Isiama Falopu to kill people, the same army you called to go to Paul to kill people, the same army you called to kill unarmed people, they are now saying we can't even name those who are sponsoring Boko Haram. What does that tell you about your misplaced and foolish diatribe against IPOB? Do you see it? That is, we are not getting upset with you because you are a human being. No, we are upset with you because you cannot reason very well. You claim you are an elder, but you cannot reason very well. How many times have you heard Oduduwa elders condemn OPC, even at the height of OPC's criminality, when they were fighting police? How many times, I ask you, did an Oduduwa man, an elder statesman from Yoruba land, stand up to condemn OPC? They were fighting police in Lagos. True or false? It's only you people that have mouth. It's only you that can write. Stay on your own and we'll leave you alone. Write rubbish and we'll feed you to the vultures. Simple as that. It's because we leave you alone. That is why every drug comes up and they talk rubbish and they go away. They talk nonsense and they why? But your own daughters have been cut up into pieces. You've said nothing. And you want respect? How is that possible? How, I ask you? How is that possible? Anyway, let Biafra come for DNA test. Then we'll continue what we are doing. Are they going to stop us? Of course not. They can never ever stop us. They cannot stop us. And those of you calling for one Jew, calling for one Nigeria, I'm not the prophetess that God gave her a message. So she's more than willing to express her opinion. But I want you to understand. These are the people you claim are protected. You people don't know you are under a curse. Nigeria is the zoo. Nigeria is a curse. You are so cursed that you no longer reason. Your brain cells are no longer interacting properly. You can no longer put one and one together to get two. That is why you're a Nigeria. That is why you're a zoo animal. Because you don't reason. Are you aware of what is happening in Taraba? The military, the same military you are hoping and praying is going to save you, are busy raping women and children. So in Biafra land, the Ajanja weed, they are busy following people, raping and killing. In Taraba, Go there and tell them about one Nigeria. You people don't know the mess the zoo is in. You have no idea. No, you don't. Go to Taraba and talk to them about one Nigeria. They will stone you properly. Go to Taraba and tell them about one Nigeria. Is it all the lies you're reading about in the papers? Who told you they want one Nigeria in Taraba? Who told you that? Do you know what the military are doing? This is the military. Not bandits. Not Miet Yala with their cattle. Not Miet Yala with their bombs and their AK-47. Not Ansari. Not ISIS in West Africa. Not Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb. Not Boko Haram. This is the military. So in Taraba State, they are under siege. Everybody is killing and raping them. Army is raping. Tanjawiz is raping them. Bandits raping them. Miet Yala is raping them. Everybody is a rapist in Taraba. It is here. According to TV people. These are the people that said no to restructuring in 1967. They said no. Ojukwu was speaking all the grammar in Abuja. They said no. TV people said no, we don't want. We must kill Biafra. We must kill. Today, they are crying. I said to you here on this hallowed platform that everything that Biafra endured, everybody will go through it. Turn this turn by turn. Go on, how far? Go on, how far? How far today? Let me tell you what is happening between the military and people in Taraba State. So that you can wait for one zoo, one night. That is why when I see people talk about one Nigeria, I don't know what to do. To be honest, the prophetess is I just left her because she preaches the Bible. So I just left her. If it was somebody else, I will honestly speaking, if they hear my name next time, they run away. I want people that's talking about one Nigeria. I want to let you understand what is happening in Taraba. So you know. Because sometimes you don't know. So you know, you understand the mess you're into in the zoo. Some of you do not know the mess you're in. And where is it even go on from? Where is it from? Which tribe is it from? That some people, you know, you're waiting for them. It's from a place called, Kanke, whatever that. He's an Angas, called Angas, in Plateau State, very close to TV people. Angas! He was the one they used to kill people. Today, his village is also under siege by Fulani headsmen, but he can no longer speak. He can no longer speak. The TV leaders or TV people from Taraba State, under the aegis of Chief Cultural and Social Association, have accused the military, Nigeria's military, accused the military that they posted the military to come and stop the Fulani Janjaweed from ethnically cleansing TV people from Taraba State. But you know what the military did? This is zoo newspaper. This is a Nigerian newspaper, please. They are saying here that they have now accused the military, posted to bring peace in Taraba, of raping their wives and daughters, also destroying their properties in the name of manhunt for bandits in southern Taraba. You are a Christian in southern Taraba. The bandits are Miet Yala, who are Muslims. You are attacking and raping Christian women, destroying their homes and property. This is from the army, not anybody else. From the army. Raping women. Destroying properties. In Taraba State. Nigerian army. And people have faith in one Nigeria. I don't know the type of planet that these people can. I have no idea where they came from. And they say, oh, we don't want to fight a war. Nobody wants to fight a war. But sometimes, you're telling me you'll be in your house, somebody will come in, knock on the door, as they did to that woman, take your daughter, take your mother, and be raping your mother outside. And you'll be quoting the Bible. Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're telling me? Nigerian soldiers. Is that our armed forces? Our armed forces. They are busy raping women in Taraba. Nigerian Armed Forces busy raping with rapists there. After sleeping with cattle, they sleep with human beings. That's why they have all been diseased, of course. The first disease. Haven't you seen them sleeping with cattle? These are terrorists that they feed that they have. This is the only place in the world you bring out a terrorist, you give them army uniform with AK-47. What do you expect? What do you expect, I ask you? What do you expect? What do you expect, I ask you? You're telling me you believe in one Nigeria. In one Nigeria, my foot. One Nigeria, my foot. And my happiness today is that after listening to us, the Hausa people are fighting back. As I speak to you now, the people, they listen to every politician in the Radio Biafra. They are now fighting back in the north. Enough is enough. But now, imagine this thing had happened in Biafra land. In a place called Zango Kataf and Kalulu government area of Kaduna State, they are now facing the Hausas, they are now facing the Fulani people. And the Fulani are claiming they lost 99 people there. I am telling you, if it were some of our elders now from Southern, if we do the same thing to them now that the Hausas have done to the Fulani, that, hey, you will see your elders. Hey, stop them. These children, they did not see the war. I am 53 years old. These children, they didn't see the war. They have done nothing. Have you had any elder from Zango Kata talk rubbish? Because their youths are fighting back against those killing and raping their women. If it's your job, you see one idiot in Abuja saying, I am a senior advocate, I'm writing now, then he lies. I'm asking them to use their brains. Look at the elders. I'm asking all those Biafran elders, all of them across the board, especially the Igbo ones. Have you heard anybody now from Zango Kataf, Southern Kaduna, complain about the fight back of their people against the Fulanis? If it is you, you come out with yapping rubbish, as always, doing Facebook video, talking nonsense, as always, and as usual. And you want respect, you've got to be dreaming. Keep your mouth, if you have nothing to say, just shut up and watch us liberate you from your misery and stupidity. I keep asking them, is there anybody behaving himself that we have ever insulted? If you behave yourself, how can we insult you? It's only when you bring yourself out as somebody, then I hear one of those supposed to go. We'll tell you where to sit immediately. There's a place called Atiyak Chiefdom in Zango Kataf and Sam Chiefdom in Kaulu, where between June 11 and 13, a corpse of a man was found in a farm in a dispute that claimed the lives of 448 cows. They took the war to the Fulani people. And now, they are running away. That's how you, if you give the one Nigeria, because the police are an army that are raping people. This is who you're going to call. They think we are foolish, of course we are not. And can never ever be. And too many calls today. I will try and round up very quickly, maybe take some of your calls. Some of you are calling so much. So much. You are talking about restructuring. Let's restructure. You did not restructure in 67 when every part of the zoo was represented in Aburi. All of them, all the leaders were there. They agreed. Nothing happened. Nothing came of it. Nothing. You had confab after confab after confab, culminating in the one Jonathan had in 2014. The Fulani said no. And you said, you still, you are still saying that God told you it's going to happen. When? Oh dear. Let's continue. And as a consequence and as a result of the unbridled stupidity of those that call themselves Nigerians, 43% of the total population of poor people in the world will live in the zoo, in the damnable zoological republic. That is the gift of the foreigners to you. The foreigners have now given you a gift. 43% of every of the world, the global population of poor people will live in the zoo. And to other, according to the World Bank, this is from the World Bank. All in Africa, the three countries are actually in India, in Nigeria, and in Congo. Anywhere you see bad news, you will see the name Nigeria. Anywhere, which is to show you that God has never been with Nigeria. Never. God did not create Nigeria. Never did and can never. I don't know why they are, these are, some of them are graduates. I don't know why they struggle to understand this. I don't know why they struggle to understand it. The projection came after the Washington-based development lender, the World Bank, said on Monday that the pandemic could drive between 70 to 100 million people into extreme poverty in 2020 as the global economy faces its worst recession in 80 years. This is what you get when you put Fulani in power. Your life is a complete mess. A complete mess. Yes, other people are writing from Facebook, Chima, and also, of course, you have attention seekers everywhere. If they don't come to make noise, how are corrupt politicians going to give them money for data? They must make noise. That is who they are. They must make noise. Always, they must make noise. The zoo is going to have their own fair share of poor people all over the world, only in the zoo. Tomorrow they will say, we are Nigerians, and then we are proud. Very, very sad indeed. Let me try and take... People, there are people are calling and calling and calling and calling. I don't know if at all they are paying attention. They call on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, he cannot hear, he's not paying attention. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening to you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening. My name is Henry Nnabugu, or Uche Nnabugu. I'm calling you from South East London.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm just so elated tonight, you know, talking to you directly. Mazin Abdikanu, you've been a very big inspiration, and what you are doing at the moment is what I have always grown up dreaming to do. And but God has called you, and all we have to do is to support you. And if you mark my name, you will find that I've always been supporting you, I'm supporting you, and we're in this battle together. So the least we can do is to keep praying for you, fighting for you the best we can. I'm very happy to talk to you tonight, just to encourage you, to let you know, I know that the Spirit of God is with you, so it's not that I can't do any more, but just to let you know that you are not alone. We're all behind you. This is what we all want.
Thank you.
Are you hearing me?
Love the world, not just me. The whole world is listening. Over 1 million people are listening. That I know, for conservatively speaking, of course. Please go ahead.
I'm very happy talking to you. You're my brother. And, you know, I'm just so overwhelmed that I can get through to you and actually talk to you directly. I am so happy. And after this, I'll be finding a way to get through to you. There are things that I need to talk to you about, which are not really for, you know, general or public.
Try and call back immediately after this very broadcast. You call me back and I will take your call and we shall discuss. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's,
Thank you for calling.
I just say one thing.
Of course, you may.
Go, please, back.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, about the your guest tonight, your prophetess guest from the U.S.
Our prophetess, not just mine. She belongs to all of us. All of us.
All right. Our prophetess guest tonight. First of all, I'd like to, I appreciate you for being such an open-minded person. You have demonstrated tonight, you know, that against what people are saying about you, you are open to diverse opinion. You listen to everyone. You're not just imposing, you know, your beliefs or thoughts, but, you know, you listen to other arguments.
Of course.
My view is this. That woman, and a lot of people are like that. You know, I'm not trying to discredit anyone, but people kind of like reason something out, have an opinion, and they want to put it on God to give it some weight. Do you understand? No.
Is that what you think she's doing?
Well, I am 100% sure about that. See, in the Bible, God never used any prophetess. There is no woman prophet in the Bible. Read the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You will not find one. What they will tell you when you ask them is that, oh, what about Deborah? Deborah was a judge, not a prophet. And when God appointed Deborah as a judge over Israel, he said to them that it was as a punishment to the men of Israel who were disobedient to him. So that you know that it wasn't really in God's plan that a woman should be a prophet. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm not a theologian, so I'm not an expert in that very field.
Okay.
But I'm going to learn from you, please. Teach me. I want to learn.
Without prejudice to our prophetess guest tonight, a lot of religious jobbers, that's what I call them, they are jobbers, right, would, you know, reason out something or think of something, think an alternative to Biafra, which they are scared of. I know these people very well, believe me. I know them very well. They are so scared of Biafra, they're thinking, okay, what is the alternative? What next alternative can we offer them?
And by the way, you are actually right. You're actually right. The prophetess was a title that was given in recognition, not that the Bible, because it is actually in parentheses. So not that you have somebody called a prophetess. Nobody was called a prophetess. I've seen it now. Nobody was called. Just a term of endearment.
There is no such thing. I can tell you that. They have all these followers and, you know, all that because our people, or should we say their people, are just such people who are always looking for the easy way out of everything. You know, they have this escapist attitude where they just believe in this ecclesiastical, you know, divine intervention in their life. So whoever puts themselves forward as coming from God, you know, they all, you know, go there and, you know, just obey them and listen to them.
Can I ask you a question? I believe you go to work every day. Is that correct? Are you a student? Do you go to work?
Well, I am a compliance consultant. Mm-hmm. I'm a lawyer.
Oh, very good.
By training.
Now, if you don't go to work, will you get paid?
Sorry, what did you say?
If you don't go to work, will you get paid? Will you get paid? If you don't work, will you get paid?
Of course you will not. No.
You will not get paid. So that even though God has a plan for you, has a job for you, you actually need to go to work in order for you to get paid. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. I'm just asking.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. But here, well, in Nigeria, or, you know, Niger area, they don't want to work to get paid. So whoever can tell them that they can get paid without working you know, they will all come to that person, and the person will end up, you know, taking from them
the
rights
that they have.
Exactly. That's what's going on there.
My dear brother, please talk to me again after this very program. Let me take this very call that is coming. Try and speak to me after this program. The caller on the line, can you hear me? He is not paying attention. The caller on the line, can you hear me? For the last time, can you hear me? No, they're not paying attention. The caller on the line, can you hear me, please? The caller on the phone is not paying attention. The next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Obin Nawanko. I'm calling from London.
Hey, you people have woken up in the UK all of a sudden. Please go ahead, Obin. The world is...
Nnamdi, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Because I'm from Omaha.
Oh, so. Wonderful. A blessed land. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm very proud of you. And just in continuation to what the earlier caller said, that woman has Rasputin spirit. They always go.
Please take it on her, please. I happen she came and she spoke very well. So I don't have
The Rasputin spirit I'm referring to is those who go to the Tsar. Always they have something from God, and that shouldn't be the case. What we are pursuing is logical, is straightforward, is 1 + 1 = 2.
Yes.
That is what we are looking at. It's not what God is going to do. God is not going to miraculous. Freedom is free. But in the history of mankind, mankind has fought for freedom at each point. However, it's free. But we must
fight. You're saying that freedom is free, but you still have to fight for it.
You still have to fight for it. In all, even in Cuba, it took 5 years, 5 years plus, for them to get a Cuban revolution. You still have to fight for freedom. It's not just free, but you still have to fight to obtain freedom.
But so, let's have this conversation now. Do you think that, let's put it this way, so anything designed to kind of, do you believe that even within the present condition of the zoo, that any devolution of power is some kind of freedom fighting as well? Do you believe in that?
No.
Even it's not.
No.
It is not?
No, it would never work.
Okay, go ahead.
Restructuring would never work. Restructuring is not the part of freedom that will liberate Nigeria. Everyone got to go back to their region, to their villages, to their hamlets, to build from the bottom up.
Oh, okay.
If in the future, if people decide by way of enlightenment and attainment, if people decide to join together, let them decide in the future. But at the current moment, freedom means total freedom. So it is a focus we ought to have. And your broadcast, I always rush whatever I'm doing to listen to it. We got to be focused to freedom. And there is not just, I have a lot of people from Oduduwa, very important men in England. When I speak to them, what they said to me, what Nnamdi has been saying is absolutely true. Whatever Nnamdi says is correct. In fact, we are making more inroads within Oduduwa and other, even the houses, that we are making. It's like we are becoming a bit stagnant within the Biafran region. But the message is getting deeper and deeper in Oduduwa, in the north, and even in Ghana, Ghanaians, people are opening their eyes. So keep to what you're doing. That is the right track. We can never lose focus. The zoo is shaking.
It's rocking, isn't it? It is vibrating.
It is rocking. It is rocking,
oh,
because the speed is growing. It is rocking. It's shaking. So we can never lose focus. People who want one Nigeria when everything is set and done, they can go back to wherever they
but
want.
But you're comfortable in England. Why would somebody as comfortable as you are in England be concerned about freedom back in Biafra land? Why? Why don't you just give up and say, like those in some of them in Abuja and Lagos, and say, to hell with it, I'm in England?
Because my homeland is Biafra. That is where my ancestors were born. That is my homeland. And the freedom of my people, the freedom to go to their farmlands, the ancient farmlands, to go to, in my dialect, they call it go to Uhuhu, and go to ancient home. It is something that is our right, and we can never lose sight of that. England, my children and my grandchildren are not English. As much as they were born here, they are raised here, but still, there is a place called Uhu. You should understand what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, yes. Homestead, where you come from, yes.
Is your roots, where you came from. So, that is why we must fight for Biafra to come to pass.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. I am very grateful. Thank you very, very much for that. The caller on the line, can you hear me now? Somebody is on the line, they don't speak. Can you hear me? Plus seven. Can you hear me? Not serious. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, I can hear you. Mr.
Thank you. Please raise your voice. Come away from your system and raise your voice, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Ifeoma Emmanuel Ejimadu, Anele. I am from Imo State. Hello?
I'm listening to you. The world is listening. Please go ahead. We are all listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes. I've been trying to reach you. Even the other day, I tried to call in, but I couldn't get you because there's a lot of callers. I'm calling today just to make a point on what the prophetess said. I listened very carefully to what she said. First of all, sorry to take it back. I live in France, in Pau. So I am a singer songwriter. I sing in a church, and I see a lot of people who call themselves prophetess here. And most of these people, they are Yorubas and all that. What she said, she might be correct on her own part, but I want to clarify something. There's nothing like prophetess, even in my Bible.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But how about this very part in Exodus, where it says, and Miriam prophesied, and Miriam prophesied. Is that a different translation? Is this
that's
a translation,
yes.
Or is it called
that's translation? That's a different translation. Miriam prophesies, like you can prophesy to yourself what you want. Like you can prophesize, I want this, I want this. That's not a prophetess thing. Miriam prophesies. It's a different translation. Now, this woman that has come to say those things, all we want is Biafra. We want Biafra to come. We don't want restructuring or one Nigeria. This thing she saw is at the past. I will put it on her that she might have seen something from the devil, because devil also gives visions.
Oh.
Devil gives bad visions to people of God. Yes, devil does that, because if it's from God, truly, God will send it to people, someone like you, who is a freedom fighter. God will send that same vision to the Nigerian government, who are the bad people. God will send that vision to someone, or maybe to Aisha Buhari, so that he will open their eyes and see if this, he will tell them that this is what I want, this is what should have been, this is what
they have seen it,
want.
My dear sister. They have seen the vision. They have seen that vision is division. The vision they are seeing is division. And that's what they're running from. That's why they don't want the structure either. They don't want anything to tamper with this view. They are seeing the vision, and that vision is division. Go ahead.
Exactly, sir. So that woman, to me, I think is wrong. What she saw was not the correct thing. What she should be seeing now, that's why I made the comment, she should go back and pray and ask God to show her correctly what she saw, because that is not the great thing. What she should be seeing now is Biafra's freedom and how Nigeria is going to be destroyed. Because when God is at the edge, that because God doesn't, he has turned back on Nigeria already. because I see it also in my visions also. I see things about Nigeria, which I can't come on, you know, I don't want to be saying it, but I know that that is not the right thing from God. So we shouldn't listen to that woman, because some people are like that. I'm sorry to say, I'm not castigating her. Some people are like that. They all use charms and juju to do all this prophetess thing and, you know, just to get money from people, to prophesize to you, to they tell you this, you become this. That is all a lie. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Baja sister. Thank you very, very much for that. An eye-opener, if I may say. The caller on the line, can you hear me? I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? No. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm having on the phone. I can hear you.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
From Las Vegas. In Abacata, Las Vegas. Are you doing gambling?
I can't do
it. I'm gambling. I'm not gambling. Please, your name once again, if you may.
My name is Chim Odizio.
Odizio, welcome. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, like what our prophet has said, if God so loved Nigeria that he has been giving us Obasanjo, Gowon, Buhari, even our brother Jonathan. Now, this kind of love, from love okay to grow, or the other Kuyobu.
You guys are making me laugh, honestly.
These guys probably are fighting for two middle type of people are most threatened. One, our political leaders, two, our religious leaders. No matter the front they come with, no matter the name they come with, prophetess to bishop or his royal highness, so you know, his holy of holies, whatever thing they come with, they are threatened because of they have laid so much foundation on. They've been ripping off our political leaders have been ripping off. We cry to them, they will take the little ones we have in the name of tithe and seed and offering. So they are most threatened. Now people talking about the structuring because of I commented on Mazin Epa post today. They've been talking about because of this restructuring they killed 5 million Biafran Igbos in 1967.
Yes.
And so they
yes.
They're still talking about the structure. Yeah. Then I asked them
After how many years? After 53 years. After death. After killing 5 million people, confab, constitutional conference, everything, even 2014 here, only yesterday. Yes, he hasn't come. And yet, God wants to give us something.
At this level, we're not supposed to be deceiving ourselves. They've used that word to deceive us, to delay us for a very long time. We're no longer going to stand for that word. You want to restructure a country that doesn't have a structure. How can you build it? How can you build it? You want to build a three-bedroom flat on the bungalow. You first of all scatter the bedroom flat and start to build a foundation that will carry a three-bedroom flat. You scatter the bungalow and build a foundation that will carry the three-bedroom flat. You can't build a three-bedroom flat on top of your foundation of bungalow. It will collapse. So there is no structure to be restructured. Now you're talking about restructuring. Because of restructuring, common sovereign national conference that was not, they're not even supposed to touch every part. So it was meant to aid in the part of the structure. They vowed that they would dismantle Jonathan. They killed Jonathan because of him calling for sovereign national conference. How does that make sense to anybody? There is small electoral reform that they asked them. Reform an electoral reform now so that people can vote from any part of the world, so that there will be accountability, so that when they are after election within 1 hour, there will be a result to be announced. Common electoral reform, they cannot do that one. Now you're talking about a whole restructuring. You're talking about them. They're putting us, they've gotten us where they want us.
So what you're saying is that even the simple things they can do to make life better, they cannot do it. Talk less of a much more bigger thing that will bring freedom to people.
To people, common electoral reform, common time, this little one, they cannot do it. And you're talking about collapsing a nation, the structure who did they take away the oil wealth from Dantata, take away the oil wealth from Alaska, that them. And that's the structure we're talking about. You're taking away the oil wealth from them. I want to restructure that. You want to sit down and listen to you. You want to give the Eastern region economic independence. That is the structure we're talking about. It cannot work. It can never work. Nobody's talking about the structure. We're talking about a total decimation, total destruction of that evil jungle, evil forest, the core of a country. After 60 years of independence, there's no electricity. There's no common running water. You want to restructure. Restructure what? Prophets come and give prophets. We see some reason in the rich people. There's one person God has given up to us, which is Mazin Nanikanu. Then they know. Then they are doing every nonsense. Prophet, we have decimated our prophecy here. Man, thank you so much. God bless you for what you've been doing.
Thank you very much. And bless you too, my dear brother from Nevada, from Las Vegas. But he is not in a casino gambling away his life. He is working very, very hard to sustain himself and his family, and also to support this very effort we're making to free everybody. I saw somewhere in the Bible, Makaria Mama, I saw somewhere, and Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron. I don't understand this one anymore. This is another, because I've been going through the various what's it called, translations. That is why if they can harmonize all these things to make life easier. In some Bibles, there is no female prophetess, depending on the church you're going to. And in some other ones, there are. So they need to harmonize this, so to be very clear. I'm looking at it here. I think Exodus 15, 20. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron. This is another translation. It's also, oh my goodness, it's so confusing sometimes. Thank you very much. I don't know who else is on the line. People are calling today. Let us try and take their calls if they want to speak to us. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from.
Thank you very much. My name is Nnamdi Nwafor. I'm calling from Igwacha.
From Igwacha, our capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Sir, I've been listening to what the prophetess has been saying. And frankly speaking, I'm not convinced anywhere of what everything that she has said.
So you can't see, you can't take away anything from what she said? You don't believe her?
Yes. Not even a single word from her. Because I don't understand why God will allow. Let me say this. These are not. Let me say that the apostles did not die, but 5 million people died. Why will God allow 5 million people, innocent people, children? I have seen the children, innocent children, from a year, 2 years, and 5 years and 7 years. What were their offense? That God will allow them to die, to suffer such pain. I'm so pained in my heart. Because I don't know, why would God allow such thing? I was trying to send a message to know that, to ask her, does human being create a nation? Just answer the simple question. I've searched in YouTube, in Google, to know if there's a place that human beings will create a nation. I'm not seeing that answer.
It doesn't exist. There is nowhere in the history of man except Africa that a human being can come and be credited. Do you know what insult that is? Do you know how insulting it is?
The biggest insult.
Oh my goodness. That a man, human being created a country for you. Come on. That's terrible.
I was so ashamed for her to even speak of such. Because I don't understand in a place where in Africa we exalt insult. We exalt it in a way that I think God, how can I be bearing a name that a prostitute, a concubine, not even a wife, but a concubine of a murderer will give me and I can never ever accept this name. I don't know how to comprehend this. I've researched everywhere, but I don't see where a human being has created a nation. Now he's telling us that we should allow the God to our God, not my own God, not Elohim, to take care of every other saboteur, maybe the people that are fighting against us. The same Fulani people are butchering our sister, our mother, killing their path in forest. I was a witness, I'm telling you, when I was 7 years old, I was a witness to an attempted rape to my own mother.
Hey, your own mother?
I'm telling you this. If I lie, Elohim takes my life tonight. I said my own mother. We lived in north. We lived in Tapa, in the north. We went to a village. to buy bitter leaf, because that was my mother's business. A full element that we are supposed to cross a particular river, just a small river. But the man just stood there, we are staring at my mother, just direct into her eye.
Yeah.
He could not cross, and the man could not cross. So when the man met her cross, she with his knife, she attempted to rape my in my own very cross. I was 7 years old out of them. I know how I felt. I know I won't sustain injury because of that.
Very sound.
So how can somebody tell me to live with in the same country without property? It's not possible. These people are moronic serial killers. This is what they do for life. This is what they believe. You cannot stay in the same country with this. It's not possible for me to live in the same country with this kind of people.
I understand, my dear brother. I understand what you're saying completely and totally. I do understand, and thank you very much for calling. There was a sister of ours on my Facebook page, actually, Ngozi Obi. She made a comment. She said that Mbaka is also a prophet. He predicted that things will be good with the coming of Buhari. Hey, God. People are me. Mbaka is also a prophet. This is from UK. They are everywhere this evening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I wish they can. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Onyeka Chinwakweze. I am calling from Toronto, Canada.
Thank you. Please say.
Mazi, my able leader, I will start today by saying a word of prayer first for you. And my prayer for you is, when you move from one nation to the other, God will suffer no man to harm you. Every door that you knock that will be productive in the coming of Biafra will open wide for you. Now, I want to say just two things for the sake of time. Number one is that I want to appreciate the fact that you took today's program to the Suman Borum, the highest, the peak, by allowing somebody who is not even a Biafra to talk, especially somebody who goes by the name Prophetess. It goes a long way to demonstrate the fact that we in IPOB are very democratic in nature and we welcome opinions, especially when they are very constructive.
Of course.
Mazi, for the woman who said, the prophetess, I may say, that made her own submission, you know, is for me, I welcome everybody's opinion. But sometimes we also tend to look at what people, their opinion means to what we are doing. You know, her own, whatever God showed her, whatever she saw, whatever she heard is an aberration to what we are doing. And personally, I don't welcome it. Because somebody wrote succinctly and said, what God revealed to People's General Dumegu Ojukwu as far back as 1967 is what the prophetess is saying in 2020.
Wow.
My visionary leader, this is a belated vision.
Wow.
Because the Biafra of 1967 can never be the same as the Biafra of 2020.
Right.
Rather, it is a bitter reminder of the irreconcilable mistake of the zoological leaders. We are many years ahead of the enemies. So forward ever and backward never. We will never go back.
Amazing.
This thing was written by Kazi Azubike.
Wow.
And my last.
Hey, where are you? Don't tell me this line has crashed again. Has it? Hello? I think it has. It has crashed again. It crashed before.
Go ahead, please. Yes. My last submission is, please, today's program is an unusual one because the kind of contributions I've heard today, I've not only learned from you, I've learned from many contributors.
I've learned from all of you, even the last one
yes,
I said. Remember our brother here said, you cannot have restructuring where there is no structure. I mean,
where
no,
that structure?
Oh my goodness, it's beautiful.
Please, please, Mazi, please, use this platform to appeal to our people, not to only wait until you come on. We have various radio stations that they can call and educate us. The two people that spoke from London, they are very seasoned professionals.
Yes.
You know, every other person that has spoken very well. We need them to come to our radio, the USA radio, the South Africa, the Biafra land, and talk to our people. This platform is a citadel of learning. Please, Mazi, may Chukwuka Kabiama continue to bless you. Whenever you speak, may you speak wisdom to us. Yes. And when we hear, may we not be only hearers, but also doers of the word.
He said,
thank you and God bless you.
Hey, watching again. He said, thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for that. The quality of colors we're having today is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's unbelievable. You cannot have... Please, can somebody post this on my page, please? I don't know his name. Oh, I wish I knew his name. Just say it from a corner. You cannot have restructuring where there is no structure. Does Nigeria have any structure? I don't think so. I do not think so at all, at all, at all. Don't tell me this phone has crashed. This is absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. It keeps crashing. I don't want to do bad market for them. For iPhone, but they're not doing very well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Mazi, good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. Your name and where you're calling from?
I am from Samuel Ernest, Nyechukwu, Igbo. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Your name is your Nyechukwu, not your Igbo name. I don't want to hear that again. All these English names to make me sick. Your name is Nyechukwu, please go ahead.
Sir, I want to thank you for all the privilege that you have given both Biafrans and non-Biafrans. But my very opinion to what the so-called prophet has said is that I don't want to hear such a thing again. If God sent her a message like she planned, or God revealed something to her, why don't she go straight to the Yoruba kingdom and to the Asura? To the presidency or whoever is in Asura up there, why don't she reveal the same thing to them? Why don't she talk to them? Must it be you and must it be now that we are ahead of things, that we are about to liberate, that she will work up to offer such an utterances? To me, I don't value such a thing because she has no idea what Biafrans have gone to. And what the Eastern Region people has ever gone through since 1960 till date. Now, the so-called, the same God that she claimed she had from, I want to know, does this God suck blood?
No.
Does this same God support the killing and the humiliation of human beings, the one that is so evil that he created in his own image?
I don't think so.
So, why God support the same thing, and why would God reveal such a thing to her? That people will be raped, murdered, and slaughtered, even the same people that are God's own children, preachers of the God world, are going to do it like maybe some of those rebel others who are being slaughtered, and they are not men of God. Does even that God support his government to be slaughtered?
I wonder why some people
behave and reason of mama. If she's paid to come and say such a thing to deceive us, we are more than ahead of our own thing.
I wouldn't go that far. And thank you very much, my dear, but I wouldn't go that far to say she was paid. No, she's just giving her opinion, which we respect, but respectfully also disagree with. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Your name, please, and where you're calling from, if you may.
My name is Emeka Onwafo. I'm calling from Gothenburg, Sweden.
Gothenburg, Sweden. Please go ahead.
I have two things to say to you, sir.
Please say it.
We don't like to mention about the woman that spoke on the platform today because everybody has his or her own opinion, and we don't like people to give her more attention, because if you know in spirit and if you see in spirit, you know that everything have come to conclusion about Biafra. This is her own opinion, and everybody, if you understand, as Bible made us to understand, everybody is a small God. God speaks to everyone. So that shouldn't be a topic. Yeah, if you listen to what I was commenting on when you were speaking to her, I mentioned something. I said, you want to get me angry by, you know, but I, all of a sudden I said, anyway, we are practicing democracy. That's all.
Yeah, democracy, you must listen to even those you disagree with. You must listen. You must learn to listen to those you disagree with. That is the essence of democracy.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course, sir. So I am saying all these things to tell you, sir, that we are praying, and we are what we are educating our people is the most important thing, because our people don't research. They believe on what people told, but they don't research, because every time you come on air and you say something, I go to my table, I research and say, yes, what you are saying is right. So, and I speak to my people, don't ever believe anything that someone is telling you. Try to do your own research and come up with facts and figures. That is whom we are. So, as you are educating us and giving us all these facts, it's making it awaken the spirit of Biafrans. Those that don't want to know are now going into researching. So, I am praying for you, sir, that God should give you more strength to carry on this struggle, because I know that you have a lot to do.
Yes,
because when you liberate us, you liberate the soul of the Biafrans, not just that we got the freedom, no, but when you liberate our soul by reasoning like a Biafran, you know, you have done a great job. So please, sir, continue doing what you are doing.
All
God
right.
will be with you, sir.
You say, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Let us see, maybe take one or two more calls and we call it a day. The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, he's not paying attention. Not paying attention. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, please. Go ahead, your name and where you're calling from.
It's Shoko calling from Sweden.
From Sweden, please go ahead.
Yes. And Director, what I want to chip in, because every time people are talking about we should not disrupt the religion, like what the prophet has said. When she was saying it, I was so angry, I will tell you the truth. I was like, these people, I have never seen anybody that came to, because all the people that have been prophesying, can I say, or giving a vision or dream, they had, concerning the other, have never said such a thing. According to what you answered her, you told her that the mouth of people is the mouth of God. And so many people have prophesied for the other and freedom of the other. She's the only one that, even from that Yoruba part, they have many prophets or many pastors or many reverends, they have said such a thing, that only what they have seen is a bloodshed and after division, and everybody will be on his or her own, and everybody will have his or her own freedom. She's the only one that I have seen that came out saying that she saw, but what I'm asking myself when she was saying all this is, have this woman ever been in the northern part of Nigeria? Because if this woman has been in the northern part of Nigeria, even before this whole scenario that is happening now, coming down to the east, you will see that our people that are living there, every minute of their life, every day of their life, they are living in fear. When I went there, for 1 year I sat there, I was like asking myself, why are you people comfortable where you are living in fear? Now, that same fear that they are living in the north is the one that they have pushed down and moved down to the south. And even when you from here, when that home, you will be living in fear in your house, you will be afraid in the night, what will happen? Because it's happening now, even in my own village where I'm coming from. The last year when I went home, When they cut his head and they raped one man, the same two animals. And these people, all these people that are prophesizing about one Nigeria, they don't prophesize and give solutions. These people always came out to prophesize. That is what I have seen about them. They always see the problem, no solution. But I know one thing in the Bible. Even Jeremiah, even Isaiah, they prophesize doom that this is what is coming to the people of Israelites. That if they don't repent, that is the solution. Repent and seek the choice of God, and this will happen, and everything will be normal. But all these prophets that are going about, when you say, don't talk about Christianity, don't talk about religion, we will talk about it. The day you talk about Christianity, I was, because you have stopped talking about this for a long time, even before, I think after the detention, when you came out, you never said something about religion. And I need you to emphasize about it, because our people are, now, using religion to dupe people. Because as far as I'm concerned, this one is not too supposed to be. The person that talks to you is not too good. It's another God. We don't know the God, because any God can talk to you. And you will come out and tell us. So many people have prophesied out of 90%, and 10% was out of 100%, and 10% was telling us that God told them that there will be not one Nigeria. Then who are we going to follow? Well, let's follow the 90% that told us the truth, because we know that the majority didn't carry the vote. We know that the mouth of God is mouth of man. So, for me, we will be talking about religion, telling them that all these prophets of doom coming out from everywhere, saying whatever they want. We know that what we always say was in that country is freedom, and nothing but freedom for every nation under that country. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Once again, I have learned something else from you, my dear sister. All our callers this evening are just superb. What she said is very simple. So if our dear prophetess is telling us from New York, is telling us that she saw a vision where God said, don't divide Nigeria. How about all the other multitude of prophets that have been saying to us that God said Nigeria has already been divided? So who do we follow? Who do we follow? Let us take this very call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Ichichukwu, stay where you are. Ichichukwu, stay where you are. Let us take the caller on. Is this Sonny? Is that correct?
It's Ibama Samson, Mother Abuchukwu.
Please go ahead. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Senegal.
Please go ahead.
I'm from Amandoba.
Amandoba, beautiful place. Wonderful people. Go ahead, please.
I'm calling about the prophecy of the woman, of the lady.
Hey,
according to Epa, there is one lady from Oduduwa. She got herself a pastor. She's in support of the situation of Nigeria. Let Biafra go, let Fulani go, and let the Middle Belt go. And she said, whoever that support one Nigeria, he or she is a demon.
Did somebody say that? Did a prophet say that?
Yes, a pastor.
Oh, okay.
She called herself a pastor. She said that any time that she preach against what is going on in Nigeria, so many pastors, so many of them used to tell her to stop, but she cannot stop. She is going to say the truth. That's nothing but the truth. That she's not after the offering or the private jet or whatsoever. Many pastors, they having a private jet, which is very, very bad. And my complaint again, many hospitals in Nigeria, the federal government used to give them 200,000.
Now, where are you at? Let us take this call. Stay, remember where you are, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
And please, what is your name and where are you calling from, if I may ask you?
I'm calling from United States of America, Texas, precisely. And I'm from Mbise, Adam Bise, one of Mbise, Florence, David Brett.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
We are in support of you. Gali, we're not shaking. We are praying for you.
Thank you.
Everybody, all my family, we are here watching you live.
Thank you.
Don't mind any false prophetess. Well, God is our witness. What they are doing in Igbo land, in the Afra land, especially because they have been cheating us a lot. All that woman, that thing that woman is talking, shows that she doesn't have clue of what is happening in Nigeria. She doesn't. Because if she sees that Fulani people have been killing us, doing all kinds of things, all politicians, all government offices are owned by so-called Fulanis. She will not say that. Gawani, who I support, Wani, we are with you.
Thank you very much.
I can bless you for all that bread and manna had Jesus.
You say?
He said, and everybody knows that these people have been doing so bad, so many things to us. Don't forget about this, our trouble to us. Then we all know.
They will. Of course they will. Thank you. Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you. Thank you, my dear sister. Oh my goodness. Hey! I feel that I have a water. Oh my goodness, these people are too hot. Even those in America, those in everywhere in the UK, everywhere so hot. In Australia, that's who we are. Formidable and unstoppable. We have respect for divergent views, but we are set on accomplishing this very mission that Chukwuka Abiam has said this very generation must accomplish. And that is why we are unstoppable. Unstoppable. Our march is relentless. And freedom is the ultimate goal. It doesn't matter what the devil does. It doesn't matter what darkness does. It doesn't matter what gossipers do. In fact, I welcome it and I love it. When I go into social media and I see IPOB everywhere, hey! I'm so happy. Because every publicity is good publicity. Very, very important. And that is why we have preached this very gospel this evening. To remind everybody that the zoo is unsalvageable, because as our brother said, you cannot have restructuring when there is no structure. Another one said, what Ojukwu saw 53 years ago, a vision Ojukwu saw 53 years ago, people are not just seeing it now. That restructuring that Ojukwu did not bring, that Aburi that Gowon failed to implement, that same restructuring that confab after confab never delivered. Is it now that the Janjaweeds are in power with no president? And by the way, has anyone seen Osinbajo yet? Has anyone seen him? You know, I'm giving them a false sense of security. I just want them to think I've forgotten. And then I'll hit them very hard and below the belt this time around. They think we've forgotten. They are dreaming. But I thank each and every one of you. I thank our dear sister, Prophetess Osinbajo from Bronx in New York. We thank each and every caller, every listener, wherever you are. Somebody just reminded me. I said 1 million people because by the time this program is over, if you give it 2 more hours, you will hear or you will know that nearly 2 million people have been reached. And out of that, nearly 1 million would have listened just via my page. I'm not talking about YouTube. I'm not talking about FM. I am not talking about satellite television. And I'm not talking about Radio Biafra app or TuneIn or Radio Garden and the rest of it. Everywhere around the world, people are waiting to embrace our freedom. And that is why we say that here, there is no subject that we cannot broach. There is nothing we cannot discuss. But I must say to our people that respect is reciprocal. Keep your mouth shut and nobody will talk about you. As for respect, we shall respect those that deserve it because, again, respect is reciprocal. If they respect us, we respect them. Respect for our elders is in our DNA. We must respect those who respect freedom. We cannot respect those that keep selling us short to our enemies. That is why our resoluteness can never be questioned. Allow me to repeat, we shall respect our elders. Yes, because I too, I am an elder. So we respect those who are older than us, and those who are younger than us, but not when we are misbehaving. If I misbehave any day, I don't expect you to give me any respect. I expect hatred and venom in return. I don't even deserve pity. Because I know I would never fail. I know I would never be impossible. From now till thy kingdom come, impossible. I can never. Impossible. I don't get me another one. Because I know my mission on this very earth. That is why we proclaim with every certainty, with every assuredness, and every conviction. For those who do not know that to us, Biafra is much more than even freedom itself. Biafra is beyond the comprehension of mere mortals. To us, this family, this IPOB, Biafra is in fact our religion. And here on radio, Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwudika Abiyama Purumi Yenine Elohim Adonai El Shaddai is our God. From me, from here, it is good evening.